72 degrees in Nashville. We're still seeing isolated thunderstorms. Northern Montgomery County is still under a flash flood warning for another about hour and a half, a little more than hour and a half now. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The National Call Center for Immigration and Customs Enforcement has changed its planned location from Adams, Tennessee, to Nashville, according to a government spending database. The center is supposed to provide 24/7 support to law enforcement agencies that have agreed to partner with ICE. It is now listed at a zip code near the Nashville International Airport. According to the contract, the center is also tasked with tracking and reporting the location of unaccompanied minors without legal status and using technology to enhance immigration enforcement. The Tennessee Lookout reached out to the contractor responsible for the facility, but it said it was not at liberty to share the specific location. However, several job postings for the call center list the Nashville area. The outlet also reached out to ICE, but the agency did not respond. Incidents uncovered at Tennessee's high-security youth prisons are drawing the interest of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services, which handles licensing for such facilities. Abuses of teens at facilities run by Wayne Halfway House were documented through investigative reporting by ProPublica and WPLN. The company is contesting the findings, but senior criminal justice reporter Paige Flager says DCS has heard enough to take a closer look.
DCS is really limited because of the juvenile privacy laws about what they can say publicly. But the department is already investigating the incidents that we uncovered during the reporting process. And we sent the things that we had heard about and the things that we knew about to the department to provide them with the information that we had gathered. The department said it's comparing the information that we gave them with their provider records to determine whether required incident and abuse reports were being made, whether appropriate medical care and notifications happened, and what actions were taken in response. So because of juvenile privacy laws, again, the results of that investigation will not be public.
You can learn more about conditions in Tennessee's youth prisons by reading WPLN's full investigation on our homepage, WPLN.org. 171 years is a pretty good run for a store. And it's what will go down in the books as the lifespan of a Nashville retailer that has been family-owned since 1855. The Tennessean reports Levy's Clothiers will shut down permanently at the end of the year. Fifth-generation owners David and Ellen Levy say their kids have other careers, so it didn't make sense to pass the business on to them. And the couple is ready to enjoy retirement. The store began as a custom tailor shop on 2nd Avenue, started by German immigrant Tzadok Levy. After several relocations and evolutions, it settled into its current Green Hill spot in 1978, and Levy's is believed to be Nashville's oldest retailer.